There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Chris McCarty is on the line from the Omega Dubai Desert Classic at Emirates Golf Club. It's been a day-to-day, Chris. Tell me about Jamie Donaldson.
Yeah, he's had an unbelievable round. That's what he has. A very good afternoon to you, Tim. What I can just tell you, though, is on his final hole, his ninth, he started on the 10th a little earlier this afternoon. Right. He's just bogeyed the ninth, a five on his card, the only bogey of the day, the only blemish, and an otherwise incredible round of golf from the Welshman. He was 11 under par heading down the ninth. He was looking for a birdie to break the course record. As it was, he maybe exerted himself a little bit too much. He ended up bogeying it. That being said, he has still carded a 62 today down here on the Majlis course. He is 10 under par, and he leaves after day one of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. He is two shots clear over the two Englishmen, the unheralded David Horsey and Anthony Wall. Tyrrell Hatton, a man who's had some great success in this part of the world. He enjoys the golf over here. He's at 8 under par. He shot a magnificent round of 64. Then comes a group of men, including Rory McIlroy, the former world number one. He is on 7 under, alongside his Ryder Cup partner in crime, Thomas Peters, the massive driving Belgian, who a man that was so good at the Ryder Cup last time out, a man that went so close to success down in Abu Dhabi last weekend. He is also at 7 under. So it's been a day of very low scoring. Conditions have been perfect, and we expect more of the same tomorrow.
I bet you do, Chris. Some results today. Rory McIlroy, we were talking to Mohammed Suleiman, Mohammed from the Area News Centre, of course, earlier. Big Rory McIlroy fan down there this morning. I was listening to Robbie earlier on, I think it was Sally's show, he's on Dubai Today, and he went for Thomas Peters to shine. But you'd have to say Rory McIlroy is producing some form, particularly given the time off he's had.
Exactly. Yeah, completely agree with that, Tim. You know, he was someone that spoke to us the start of last week before the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship and said, you know, for him at the start of this season, it's just about finishing rounds and not feeling any pain. Mm-hmm. He shot 18 under par up in Abu Dhabi. He's come down to Dubai. Of course, he knows well. He's been around this Emirates Golf Club and around the Majlis a few times in the last few weeks as he looks to prepare himself back for competitive action. So he knows the course well. He's gone out today. He's shot 7 birdies, no bogeys on his card, 7 under, and he's put himself right in the mix. It's only day one, so an awful lot of golf still to be played, but I tipped Rory McIlroy hardly. Robbie's laughing in front of me now, but I did say on last night's show Rory McIlroy would be the man to watch. Hardly revolutionary given the fact he's won here twice, been a former world number one, a four-time major winner, but he played some beautiful golf today, and I'm expecting more of the same over the course of the next 3 days.
And Chris, we had Mohammed Suleiman in from the Aaron News Centre earlier. He's a massive Rory McIlroy fan and sort of echoed your sentiments, so tell Robbie to pipe down. Moving on to the tennis though, some action in Australia as well.
Absolutely, yeah. The big story, I guess, from the men's perspective is that Marin Cilic is into yet another Grand Slam final, his third. He won the US Open against Kei Nishikori back in 2014. He lost that memorable meltdown. Couldn't really get his emotions in check at the Wimbledon final last year against Roger Federer, but he's come out today too good for Kyle Edmund. Edmund, the young Brit, making his first appearance in a Grand Slam semi-final. Cilic emerging victorious 6-2, 7-6. 6-2, so he will be awaiting the winner of Roger Federer and Hyung Chung. That semi-final takes place tomorrow. In the women's side of things, it will be Simona Halep, the current world number one. She has reached yet another final. She is a twice runner-up at the French Open. She will be taking on a former world number one and a very good friend of this region, Caroline Wozniacki. And me and Robbie have just been talking about it today. What odds could you get on Caroline Wozniacki winning on Saturday and her former fiancé, of course, Rory McIlroy, winning down here at the Emirates Golf Club on Sunday, I wonder?
I wonder about that as well. What about the Fed, though? 20th Grand Slam, if that were to happen, if he does beat Marin Cilic. It is an ask, I know that. But is there an adjective that works with Roger Federer if he can get to that milestone of 20, Chris?
I've run out of superlatives to describe Roger Federer an awful long time ago, Tim. But listen, before we even think about that, let us not be disrespectful and let's not take his semi-final with Hyung Chung for granted. Hyung Chung is certainly the future. He has performed very well over the course of this fortnight. He was excellent. Yes, okay, and I know Robbie is of the opinion that Novak Djokovic wasn't 100%, but you take nothing away from the young man. Novak was still out there, was still running down shots. He was excellent in that matchup. He was too good for Tennis Sundgren the other day, and he is on merit into that semi-final. I think he will give Roger Federer one or two problems, but I'm sure Federer, just like we saw from Chilich today, will be preying on the nerves. Yung Chung never been to a Grand Slam semi-final, so a lot of question marks surrounding him. Roger Federer, he's into his 14th semi-final, just down in the Australian Open alone. So the man has been there, seen it. He's got the T-shirt many times over. So Roger Federer will start as favourite. And if he does beat Yung Chung, Tim, I do make him the favourite to get past Marin Cilic for that 20th Grand Slam title on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? The one thing that really stands out from this, Chris, is the benefits to tennis of somebody like Yung Chung getting this far, doing this well, going up against the old guard, if you like, because as far as you and Robbie are concerned, when you discuss tennis, it really does all seem to be what happens outside of the four that have dominated for so long. So you're starting to see people really come through.
Yeah, that's Robbie. That's the doomsday there is. Robbie Greenfield, he's been worried about the future of tennis for an awful long time. I'm not so much nervous about it. And while I'm not going to sit here and say that I expected Yung Chung to come through and do what he's done, you know, we talk about the Zverevs of this world, the Kyrgioses of this world, and Yung Chung is in there as well. Andrei Rublev, a young Russian, 20 years of age, we saw him at the Mubadala World Tennis Championship. So there is talent there. Kyle Edmund as well, 23 years of age. It takes different players different times to mature, Tim. We're starting to see that with one or two of the younger players now. So, yes, okay, we're always going to miss a Roger Federer when he eventually does decide to hang up his racket. But it's not as bad as Robbie Greenfield would have you believe. Tennis will go on. Whether it's as good, we wait to see. But there are some fantastic young talents out there, and we wish them well as they meander and journey through their careers.
Now, Chris, rumour has it that you've been in conversation or spotted a former Manchester United legend as well that's over in Dubai at the moment.
Absolutely. There's no chance of any former Manchester United players are in town. There's no chance that I'm missing out on the opportunity. NLT, as you well know, United fan, of course, and a little earlier today, caught up with the former captain, Nemanja Vidic. He was down at Adidas headquarters. I popped on down, had a little word with him. So that is an interview you can hear live and exclusive on Sports Tonight at about 7:45 this evening. Interesting thoughts. Obviously, we talked Alexis Sanchez. We looked ahead to the FIFA World Cup in the summer as well. And he picks out a player that many of our listeners perhaps won't have heard of, who he's expecting big things from in the future. And who knows, he could well be a Manchester United player as well one day soon. So that interview coming your way from 7:45. And just sticking on football very, very quickly, like, and you can't quite believe I'm saying this, but Zinedine Zidane, he admits the worst moment of his tenure as Real Madrid coach. Defeat to Leganés last night in the Copa del Rey. It does mean Real Madrid out of the cup in Spain, 19 points behind Barcelona in La Liga. All eyes will now turn to their Champions League last 16 clash with PSG. If they lose it, can't quite believe I'm saying this, but Zizou might be looking for a new job.
I'd say that's what's going to happen. The thing is, if they go on to win the Champions League, it is possible. What sort of a decision do the powers that be make at Real Madrid?
No, they keep him. They keep him, Tim. If he goes on and wins three Champions Leagues in a row, they will be building statues for Zinedine Zidane. There's something not quite right with Real Madrid right now, and I appreciate a number of players were rested last night. The players on the periphery not doing it for Zizou right now, and he's admitted himself, and I'm quoting him here, he said last night, it's a fiasco. Things are not well at Real Madrid. You expect a drop-off after all the success they had, Tim, but things not well there right now, and we could, and again, it just pains me to say this because I'm such a huge fan of Zinedine Zidane, but we could be talking about him out of a job come the end of the season if Real Madrid don't go on and retain their Champions League title.
All right, Chris. The weekend, we've got the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. We've got the Omega Dubai Desert Classic as well, of course. So all the details from that, whatever's going on. I know you're reporting all weekend. It's a busy weekend for you. However, I can't let today go by without the lost word. Are you ready? Are you set?
I'm always ready, Tim.
I know that.
The lost word.
Employees who thrive on... bosses may be psychopaths.
Oh, hold on a minute. I heard an S at the end there, I think. Do you want to hear that once more, Chris?
One more time, please.
One more time. All right, hold on.
The lost word.
Employees who thrive on... bosses may be psychopaths.
Oh, employees who thrive on something with an S might be psychopaths.
Employees who thrive under...
oh, under...
bleep.
Under bleep. All right, then.
Employees who thrive under... interesting. I'll go with thrive under time constraints.
Oh, I like that. The so journalist
just,
in
just
you.
Just to clarify, Chris, it's employees who thrive under bleep bosses, maybe psychopaths.
Okay.
Thrive under. Oof. I don't know. You've stumped me.
Really? Well, that's a first. That was worth hearing. Can I go for horrible? See what I did? Movie connection.
Yeah, the movie. Horrible bosses.
There you are.
I like it.
There you go. Chris Bacardi at the Omega Dubai Desert Classic at Emirates Golf Club. We'll let you off today, Chris. Have a great weekend. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Tim. Thanks.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update.
From the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Hashtag made for greatness.
Robbie and Chris there all weekend. Jamie Donaldson, a 62, I believe, was kind of the story of the day. Rory McIlroy informed. David Horsey, 9 under, past 63. That's on day one of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic, seizing the early lead. Lost word, if you have something better than horrible bosses, text it in, 4001. Shall I do it once more?
Yeah, play it
Zena,
once more.
Zena, have you got one? Have you got an idea? I'll tell you what, I'll give it one more go and then have a jump in.
The last word.
Employees who thrive under bosses may be psychopaths.
Okay, employees who thrive under bleep bosses may be psychopaths. Anything?
Okay, narcissistic.
No, I like narcissistic in this social media age. Yeah, I like that. Are we anywhere near NLT or are you not saying a word?
I'm not saying anything. No, if you do have a better guess, though, text 4001, use the free messaging app and let us see your answers. So employees who thrive under bleep bosses may be psychopaths.
Mm-mm.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.